listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about kicking against the goads. And if you don't know what I mean by that phrase, hang on, you'll find out. Acts chapter 9, verse 5 tells us, "And when he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' then the Lord said, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads.'" Saul of Tarsus was a rising young rabbi in the Jewish community of the first century. His world radically changed one day as he traveled to Damascus. Not far from the city, Jesus revealed himself to Saul. And Acts chapter 9, verse 5 records three essential truths that Saul learned in one moment. First, Jesus identified himself to Saul when he said, "I am Jesus." You see, at the time, Saul's life was consumed with a hatred of the followers of Jesus. He thought Jesus was a dead criminal who deserved to die. But when Jesus spoke to Saul from heaven, he learned the truth. Jesus Christ was alive, risen from the dead, just as the followers of Jesus claimed. Second, Jesus told Saul who he was really attacking. He said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Saul thought that he fought against a group of deceived fanatics. He instantly discovered that he was attacking God himself, the voice that spoke to him from heaven. Finally, Jesus told Saul how futile and self-defeating his persecution was. Jesus said this to Saul, "It is hard for you to kick against the goads." This statement from Jesus was first recorded in Acts chapter 22, verse 10, and in Acts chapter 26, verse 14, and it was probably added here in Acts chapter 9 by later copyists. The picture was powerful, though. A goad was a long, very sharp stick used to get an ox going the way you wanted when you were plowing. One jabbed the hind legs of the ox with the goad until the ox cooperated. Essentially, in this picture, Saul was the ox, Jesus was the farmer, and Saul was stupid and stubborn, yet valuable, and potentially extremely useful to the master's service. Jesus goaded Saul into the right direction, and the goading caused Saul pain. Yet instead of submitting to Jesus, Saul kicked against the goad and only increased his pain. Something was goading Saul's conscience. Despite all his outward confidence, there was something bothering him inside. He kicked against it to be sure, but it was still there. That unease may have started with Stephen's prayer as he died that the Lord would work in the lives of his persecutors. That's recorded at the end of Acts chapter 7. Now, it's not too much to say that if we will ask the two great questions of these verses, "Who are you, Lord, and what do you want me to do?" and if we will not obediently listen to God's answers, then we're acting like stupid oxen. Now, we might complain that God compares us to oxen, and indeed, it's an unfair comparison. After all, what ox has ever rebelled against God the way we have? God almost owns an apology to oxen for comparing them to us. Yet, notice the compassion in Jesus' words to Saul and to us. He said to Saul, "It is hard for you." Saul, this rebellious way is a hard path that you have chosen. I've come to show you a better way. Jesus was the persecuted one, yet he cared that it was hard on Saul. Even when your own sin makes it hard for you, Jesus cares, and he calls you to a better path. So don't kick against the goads. Walk the way that Jesus is guiding you, and walk that way today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.